Hey Ravens fans, I'm Ryan Mink, and I have the pleasure of being joined by Hall of Famer Jonathan Ogden. Congratulations, Jonathan. How does that sound when I say that?
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, it sounds really great, you know, because I've been future Hall of Famer for so long. Now that I'm actually Hall of Famer, that's really nice. It's a nice ring to it.
And I know everybody told you, Jonathan, you're going to be a first ballot guy. What did you say back to them, and what did you think of that?
I said, you know what? I think I have a good chance, but there are a lot of worthy, deserving people, and don't count your chickens before they hatch, because you never know what goes on in that room. You watch guys like Chris Carter, Michael Irvin over the years not getting on their first try, and you just say, let's just wait and see what happens. And when my name got called, I was ecstatic. I was just so relieved and so overjoyed that, I mean, I still haven't processed it all.
Now, the first ever draft pick by the Baltimore Ravens in 1996, fourth overall. Can you remember what that was like when you were first drafted?
Yeah, I mean, I remember I thought I was going to be drafted by Arizona Cardinals, third pick, and they ended up taking Simeon Rice. And then the phone rang in the green room, and it was Ozzie, and said, are you ready to become a Baltimore Raven? I said, sure, but I had no real clue what our color. I knew nothing about the organization because they just moved from Cleveland and had nothing. But I knew one thing, that I was going to try to be the best player I could for the organization. I was going to try to do Baltimore proud and make Ozzie look good for picking me. So when I got to Baltimore, I came there to work.
And as soon as you got on the field, turned into an immediate starter, did you feel like you were dominating from the beginning? I mean, what did it feel like even as a rookie?
I played guard for 1 year. It was an adjustment. I mean, the game, every single week you're playing somebody who's talented in the NFL. In college, you know, you could really about – I maybe had to work two games out of a year in college. When the pros, you had to be ready every single week. And I thought I was holding my own the first few years, but not until even like year three or four, you're really thinking that you're potentially a dominant player. And even once you become that, you got to work to maintain. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're going to do. You know, you're only as good as your last play, you know, your last week, last year. I mean, so you always got to just keep looking forward and keep trying to get better. So all that stuff that people were saying about me, I didn't kind of block it up.
I talked to Harry Swain, teammate of yours on that 2000 Super Bowl team, and he said, you know what, J.O. always just made it look so easy. Did it feel easy out there for you?
Well, sometimes, yes, but most of the time, no. Most of the time, I was blessed with great size, strength, athleticism, no doubt, but I also worked hard, studied my craft, tried to work to perfect it so that I could make it look as easy and as efficient as I could, and that is a compliment. When people say that to me, I say thank you because I know the type of work I put in to make it look that easy.
Can you talk about any battles that stick out for you? Any memories from all your years, 12 years in Baltimore?
Oh, I had some good battles with Greg Lloyd over the years, Javon Kearse, Tony Brackens, Dwight Freeney, another one, Derek Thomas. Had some really good battles with a lot of good players. Got the best of most of them. Every now and then they got me, but at the end of the day, I think if you look at the totality of all my work against all those guys, I think I got them in the end.
Right. And now going into the Hall of Fame, I mean, are your feet touching the ground now? I know you said it hadn't sunk in yet.
I think maybe like two toes are down, but right now it's still just this whirlwind right now. I'm just kind of, really? I'm in the Hall of Fame? I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame? So that's just really just wow. I mean, what can you say but wow?
Well, thank you very much, J.O. Appreciate it.